Unit 4. When it really began. Often we take for granted the many household items we use every day. It is difficult to imagine there was a time in the past when these inventions did not exist. Actually, several of the most common inventions have been with us for quite some time. Inventions like the toothbrush, contact lenses, and credit cards came into use long ago. The first toothbrush was introduced in China in the late 1400s. But it was more or less 300 years before this simple device came into common use in Europe. By the 19th century, a variety of paste and powder cleaners were available throughout Europe as dental care became more widespread. The first tube of toothpaste hit the market in Great Britain in 1891. There is evidence to show that the first contact lenses were actually suggested by an astronomer, Sir John Herschel, in 1827. However, Sir Herschel was never able to create a working model of his idea. It was not until 1887 that a Swiss doctor from Zurich, Dr. Eugen Frick, came up with a workable process for manufacturing precision lenses. Dr. Frick designed a new method for producing contact lenses, which led the Zeiss factory in Germany to begin manufacturing contact lenses. Credit cards have also been available for many years. They have been in use in the United States since the 1920s. Originally, these cards were only used to buy gasoline in the quickly growing automobile service industry. Then, in May 1950, Diners Club introduced the first general-purpose credit card. Today, credit cards such as MasterCard, Visa, and American Express are commonly used by travelers around the world. While it may be true that some of the greatest inventions and discoveries in history came about by chance, the majority of inventions which simplify our lives today came about through careful research and patient study. Of course, it still holds true that even with all the comforts of modern technology, inventors continue to search for ways of helping all of us get out of doing those necessary and tedious tasks which we still face. As the old saying goes, necessity is the mother of invention.